Check out additional show hosts and topics of interest. Please visit VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Are you seeking the right transformational path to your destiny? Welcome to Dream the Life, Live the Dream with your host, Dr. Yomi Garnett. You can find growth, personal strength, and discovery no matter where you are in life right now. Truly enlightened people follow a regimented course, and you can too, starting now. Here is Dr. Yomi Garnett.
Welcome to another episode of Dream the Life, Live the Dream. I hope you had a magnificent week as I did. Now, today's show is going to be awesomely poignant because we will have a very special person with us today. Her name is Esther Yarrington, registered nurse, certified life success consultant, motivational speaker, author, and empowerment coach. Now, everyone has a unique story to share with the world, and Esther is no exception. Coming from the uncommonly traumatic background of extreme childhood poverty, sexual and emotional abuse from the tender age of 7 years, widowhood at the age of 23, divorce and single motherhood by the age of 30, Esther, through these personal experiences, traumas and challenges, comes equipped with a unique way of looking at life that is not only fresh but authentic. By arriving at an intimate understanding of her own traumatic and painful past, Esther has been able to tap into her divine purpose to finally evolve into her life mission of assisting others to live their truth by embracing themselves fully. Now, after 15 years as a registered nurse, she had a calling to go into work that went beyond caring for hospital patients. She wanted to work with people who had deeper wounds, wounds that most people did not talk about or go to the doctor to seek treatment for. And this calling has ultimately brought her to the sublime insight that once we understand our trauma, our hurts, and our pain, then and only then can we return to our divine essence, our true, authentic self that will become capable of achieving anything that we set our minds to. This brilliant lady has only recently completed work on her two new books. The first is The Gifts, The Secret Journey into My Soul's Purpose. And the second is Purpose from Pain, in which she has identified 7 empowerment principles for finding peace, power, passion, and purpose. It is my pleasure to introduce to you our guest for this day, Esther Yarrington. Esther, how are you?
I'm very fine. Thank you so much, Dr. Yomi, for having me on the show.
Welcome. And we know that you are going to give us an awesome time today. Now, Esther, let's start off like this. Now, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do?
Yes, thank you. Again, my name is Esther Onono Yarrington. I am originally from Kenya, but I currently live in Philadelphia in the United States. I am a registered nurse, author of The Gift, and my second book, The Purpose from Pain, which are available on Amazon. I'm also a life success consultant. I trained with Bob Proctor, who is also known, famously known for the movie The Secret. I'm also a speaker and a mother of 3 amazing children. I have twin girls, Jasmine and Giselle, who recently turned 12 years old, and a son who is 10.
Fantastic. Now, this is great. Your background is really amazing. And I think that more amazing facts are going to start crawling out of the woods in the next few minutes. Now, how did you get started in success coaching using your life story as the message?
Well, that's a great question. Thank you for asking. You know, I have always been a person who loves helping others. I believe this is one of the main reasons why I chose to go into nursing as a profession. Success coaching was not really something that, you know, happened to me. It wasn't something that I really thought about. It kind of just fell on my lap. when I went through a very difficult divorce. During my divorce, I was in a lot of pain. I really could not understand my situation. I was full of anger, unforgiveness, hate, and a vengeful spirit for my ex-husband. I really wanted him to hurt as much as I was hurting, but the truth is I knew that I could not keep living this way. And unfortunately, at the time, I did not know how to let go of my pain and simply surrender. So I spent a lot of energy wondering what I had done wrong. And eventually, one day, after many months of being depressed, sad, and miserable, I came across Bob Proctor, who's a motivational speaker, as I said earlier. And through Bob Proctor, I was able to take some courses, which is their life success training. But at the time, I was not even able to afford the course. But I spoke to the manager, and she explained my situation to Bob Proctor, and they accepted me into their program. And I truly believe that my desire to want to change my life really started by me being exposed to Bob Proctor's work. So I believe that God pretty much sent Bob Proctor into my life, and the rest is history. From that day on, I've never stopped.
Now, this is really fascinating. So the impression, the distinct impression that I get here, and I believe our listeners will get, was that Bob Proctor was probably used as the vehicle for the eventual discovery of your ultimate destiny. Is that right?
Absolutely. Prior to that, I didn't really know anything about positive thinking or success thinking or, you know, anything about motivational speaking or anything like that. But when I got exposed to Bob Proctor, I learned so much. Things about, you know, you were born rich and being rich is our destiny. Things about, you know, the success puzzle, how, why certain people are successful and others are not, and how you can use what life has given you to really become what it is that you want to become in life.
In that case, then, can we just trace our steps backwards a little bit? Because I'd like to ask you, when did you first decide that coaching and inspiring others was just right for you?
Well, being at the Bob Proctor Life Success Consulting Seminar about 8 years ago truly changed my life forever. At the seminar, I heard people talk about things that they had gotten over, you know, some of their pains, people had going through terrible, terrible things in life, and how they were using what they had gone through to change the world. And just like that, something inside of me shifted. I realized that I had been looking at my life story completely wrong. I had been making myself wrong. I was looking at myself as a victim. All my pains, struggles, failures, and mistakes were simply lessons that I really needed to learn in order to help others who are going through the same kinds of problems that I had gone through. So listening to other people tell their stories truly helped me heal my own wounds. It became very clear to me that I needed to share my story with the world. There was no any other option. I had to share my life story. It was as if for the first time, I was clearly seeing why everything in my life had happened the way it did. I now know for sure that we have all been given gifts within us, and that we have to share these gifts with the world. And sometimes our gifts are disguised as hardships, pain, and struggle. But if we really look beyond that, we will be able to see the gifts that God has given us, and then we can share those gifts with the world.
I see. Now, Esther, you rather paint pain and adversity in colors that quite a number of people may find quite alien or quite strange to their experiences. Now, would you make an attempt to give much more specific insight into your experiences and relate it with exactly how you have been able to rise above pain and adversity, so that our listeners can actually relate in the same manner to their own experiences?
Absolutely. Dr. Yomi, when I was going through my divorce, I was a single mother. I mean, I was a mother of three children. My kids, the twin girls, were only 18 months old. My son was 6 months old. At the time, I did not understand how I was going to be able to get over the pain, or even just the idea that I'm going to be a single mother. And in my mind, at the time, I felt like, you know, who would ever want a woman who has three children? Who would ever want someone who, you know, has been married three times? That was my third marriage. So for me, my mind was really just creating all these scenarios that was making it seem like I was hopeless, completely dead, done. You know, there was no way out. But when I really looked deeper, I realized that really I had an advantage. I had a voice. And if I remained faithful, the voice would become stronger. And so in the beginning, don't get me wrong, I was mad. I was angry at my husband. In fact, I blamed him for everything. I felt like, you know, we were married. Why was he walking out of our marriage? But when I really became truthful and really started looking at the part that I had played, I realized that I had really created what was happening to me and that me remaining a victim was not really helping me. In fact, I was just giving my power away. So once I stopped blaming him for the situation that I was in, my pain actually shifted. And immediately I realized that I had power. I could create my life anew. I could stop playing being the victim and pretty much create my life as something that I wanted to be. There was no longer any shame in saying I am a divorced woman. There was no longer any shame in saying that, you know, I have three children and I am raising them by myself. In fact, that became, for me, strength. And when I look at myself as a single mother for the last 8 years who has raised three amazing children, I realize that that is something very, very, you know, very big. Not a lot of people can say, you know, I'm doing this and I'm having fun and I have a great relationship with my ex-husband. And, you know, that I had to forgive him. Forgiveness is key. If you cannot forgive the other person, you really cannot move forward. So our pain, if we accept it, will open up new doors and ways of us looking into our life.
Now, this is simply amazing, Esther. Now, I get a very salient point from what you said in the past few minutes. You decided to engage in an exercise in self-analysis, brutal self-analysis, and self-knowledge. And you took full responsibility for your circumstances. Now, would you agree that it would be very ideal for the other party, say your husband, to have engaged in the same exercise? Would you agree to this?
I would, but I also believe that we are only responsible for ourselves. We cannot expect to be able to change another human being until they're ready to change. So for me, it became very clear that if I needed to change the other person, I needed to start with myself. If I change, then the world around me will change. In the beginning, I did not have a great relationship with him. We were constantly fighting, but I realized that it was up to me to take the first step, and that meant forgiving myself and forgiving him for whatever it is that I believed he had done wrong. And when I did that, Dr. Yomi, it was as if something in the universe shifted. Our relationship became great. In fact, we are amazing parents together.
Fantastic. Well, listeners, in the next couple of minutes, we'll go on a short break. Remember, we have with us this awesome person this afternoon, Esther Yarrington, registered nurse, certified life success consultant, motivational speaker, author, and empowerment coach. Esther is today using her life and her background, the traumas and the pains, to teach us how to overcome adversity and by arriving at an intimate understanding of our traumatic and painful past to use it to tap into our divine purpose in life. We'll be back after a short break. Thank you.
We're on Facebook, along with some of the greatest minds of the world, and that includes you. Visit us on Facebook at Voice America Empowerment.
If this show has availed you of tremendous insight into how to live at your highest potential, you can get even more of Dr. Garnett's messages from our website, www.theglobalinstituteinc.com, where his blog, in particular, can be a catalyst for great change in your life. The Global Institute has great material for you to make the changes you need. The book, 365 Days of Wisdom, A Daily Companion for the Soul in Search of Enlightenment, is available on Amazon.com. It's a 3-in-1 self-help package. Dr. Garnett's latest book is also available. It's titled The Bishop's Testament, and it's available at stonebridgepublications.com. You can also become a member of the Global Institute for Human Excellence by simply visiting our Facebook community page and liking it at www.facebook.com/The Global Institute, Inc. This will allow you access to our free resource just for today and some other products lined up for the future. You will also be issued a membership certificate. Get started on your transformation today. Are you taking full advantage of all the lessons that your life is trying to teach you? These lessons are the building blocks of who you are and who you will ultimately become. On Waking Up, Learning What Your Life is Trying to Teach You, host John Earle will show you how to discover your life's lessons and how to use these lessons to transform your life into a deeper and more profound experience. Discover the meaning of your existence. Tune in to Waking Up, Learning What Your Life is Trying to Teach You, Thursdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Friend us on Facebook to keep up with what's empowering the world. Voice America Empowerment.
You are listening to Dream the Life, Live the Dream with Dr. Yomi Garnett. To reach our show today, please call 1-888-346-9141. That's toll-free in North America at 1-888-346-9141. If you prefer to send an email to Dr. Garnett, you may send it to yomigarnett@gmail.com. That's Y-O-M-I Garnett@gmail.com. Now, back to Dream the Life, Live the Dream.
Welcome back to Dream the Life, Live the Dream. And Esther is still with us. Esther, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Are we doing good?
Yes, I am.
Good. Now, Esther, today's message on this show is all about loving what you do as a vocation. Now, how long did it take you to get to where you are now? And then I'd like you to kindly shed some light on how much love you've had to deploy to your vocation to get to where you are right now.
Thank you. It has been about 8 years since I decided that I was going to use my life story as a message for success and inspiration. But I believe that success really is a never-ending journey. My personal mantra is that I function at my highest, most powerful self. So pretty much that means that I work every day towards becoming an even better person than I was yesterday. And I have to love it. I mean, if this is something that I'm working on every single day, it means that I have to love everything that I do. Moment by moment, I live by appreciating the gift of life and striving to be the best that I can be in every given moment. When I decided to become a nurse, it was all about helping heal other people and really helping them feel better. Even now, as a motivational speaker and inspirational speaker, my love for helping other people heal still seeps through in what I do. And if I didn't love it, I really wouldn't do it. And I think that if you love what you do, that job or whatever it is that we'll do will pretty much use you. You will be used by that. And every day when you wake up, it will no longer seem like a job or a work. It becomes who you are. And you pretty much function from that point.
Wow. That's awesome. That's really awesome, Esther. Because like I said, today's episode has a title, I Love What I Do, and I Do What I Love. Now, what do you think of that? Now, the people who came together to fashion out this particular statement, I'd like you and I to examine to what extent they've been able to hit, in a matter of speaking, the nail right on the head. I love what I do, and I do what I love. Esther, let us make an attempt to marry these two concepts together. Now, let's start from you. What do you say?
I think that if I did not love what I do, there's absolutely no way that I can be used by it. You have to really love what you do, because then all your energies will be centered in doing that. If you do not have passion for the thing that you're doing, you will give up. When any struggle shows up or comes, you will not be able to handle it. But when you love what you do, problems no longer become problems. They're just challenges and things that help you grow and become better. So I truly believe that we all have to love what we do for it to be able to use us.
Absolutely. Now, what I think you are saying, if I also put it in a nutshell, is this. I put it to you, Esther, as lawyers would say, that when you work, you're actually playing. Am I right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
To put it in other words again, there is a very thin line between your work and recreation. Your work is actually your recreation.
I agree.
Now, would you also say that you have wittingly or unwittingly discovered your own spark of individual brilliance on this earthly plane?
Yes.
Go ahead.
And I think that life really prepares us well for that. My mantra also is that our life story is our message. If you really look through your life and the things that you've gone through, you will discover that you've been prepared well to find the work that you were meant to do on this planet Earth. And when you discover that, you cannot really stop doing it. It's like it's a calling. You'll find that every single morning when you wake up, it's the thing that you want to do. You just cannot help it. It becomes the thing that no matter what, you have to do it.
Esther, now you are an extremely fortunate person, but it's not everyone on this earthly plane that's quite as fortunate as you are. In your experience, to what extent in your daily sojourn do you come across people who are as fortunate as you to have discovered their own particular niche in the great, great marketplace of skills on earth?
Well, you know, like I said earlier, this is something that I discovered through adversity. You know, I did not always know that I wanted to be a motivational speaker or even a teacher. But what I would tell other people is that, you know, do not give up. God does not make mistakes. And if you see someone doing something that you love or something that you want to do, approach them. In fact, people who have made it in life and people who, you know, people like Bob Proctor or people like, just the great people out there, Tony Robbins.
Brad Tracy.
Exactly, Tony Robbins.
Ziglar.
You know, these great teachers, they're out there to really help us. And they're always open and willing to share how they reached where they've reached in life. So I would tell everyone out there, like, you know, just look and see who is speaking to the thing that you want to do. And then reach out to them. And you'll be surprised. They will be open and willing to help you achieve your goals. So do not give up. Just keep trying and keep working at it.
In that case, then, at this point, then, would you like to just put in a few more words to our listeners who are probably already tired and frustrated at following their dreams, how they could just keep these dreams and hopes alive?
Yes. Again, I want to say, do not give up. God does not make mistakes. And if he has put a dream or a vision in your heart, he fully has every intention of fulfilling on it. You may not see a way right now of how your dream or vision will be fulfilled, but remember, he is the master planner. He has the complete blueprint of your life. You only have bits and pieces, and therefore you cannot see the complete picture. Also, remember that it is during those difficult times when we are in the valley that we really learn our greatest lessons on patience, persistence, trust, and faith. It doesn't matter when you fall down, you know, because the reality is that we all fall down. What really matters is that you have the strength and determination to get up again. And trust that God has your back no matter what. And he will always show you a way out.
Well, for those who are just joining us on this program, we have with us an awesome personality today, Esther Yarrington, registered nurse, life success consultant, motivational speaker, author, and empowerment coach, who has been telling us some really awesome things. Now, there is really no beautiful and good thing on earth that does not come to an end. And we are coming to the closing stages of Esther's presence with us on this show today. But then before Esther leaves us, Esther dear, what final words of wisdom would you like to share with your listeners?
I would just like to say that if God, again, has put a dream or a vision in your heart, you have to protect and nurture that dream. Trust that your life story thus far has really prepared you very well to handle the vision that God has put in your heart. And know that it is human to doubt our abilities, but it is also our duty to trust and believe that God has the final say. One of the greatest men of God, Moses, doubted his calling. He had several excuses, in fact. He said, "Who am I to do this?" Or, "I am not qualified. I do not believe I have the ability to do this. But in the end, he listened to God. He obeyed the calling. He put his trust in God and surrendered to his calling. This might mean that you have to make certain sacrifices. Let's, consider. Sometimes people will feel like, I don't want to give up my habits. But sometimes you do have to give up those habits so that whatever it is that God has put in your heart can come to fruition. God is always pointing us in the right direction, and we just have to be willing to follow the highlighted path, even when we are doubtful.
Oh, thank you so much, Esther. Now, Esther, where can our listeners find out more about you?
Okay, thank you. Our listeners can find out more about me at www.estheryarrington.com. Again, that is www.estheryarrington.com. They can follow me on Facebook at www.facebook.com/EstherYarrington and also on Twitter at twitter.com/EstherYarrington.
Would you like to repeat that again for the benefit of those who didn't quite catch it quickly enough?
Exactly. So they can connect to me at www.estheryarrington.com. They can follow me on Facebook at www.facebook.com/EstherYarrington or on Twitter at twitter.com/EstherYarrington.
Thank you very much, Esther. Listeners, again, we have been listening to the wonderful, awesome lady, Esther Yarrington, registered nurse, certified life success consultant, motivational speaker, author, and empowerment coach, who in the past 22 minutes has been refreshing us with her wonderful life story and relating it with her present vocation as an empowerment coach. Esther, it's been a very wonderful and awesome time with you. Now, I'm going to extract a promise from you. Esther, if I invite you again on Dream the Life, Live the Dream, will you come?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. It was an honor.
Great, Esther. It's been awesome having you. It's been astonishing. It's been amazing. We've had a magnificent time with you. Now, I'm going to say a little prayer for you. And the prayer goes this way. May the best you have ever seen be the worst you will ever see. I repeat. May the best you have ever seen be the worst you will ever see. And I bless you. And ask God to lay his hands of munificence and glorification upon you and your life and your twins and your little boy. And I wish you an excellent rest of this year and an excellent rest of your glorious life. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Esther. And thank you for being with us.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. That's all right. Bye-bye. So, we are back together. We've had an awesome time. Oh, I was so sorry to see Esther go. But then again, you are stuck with me. And then we'll just say a few other things we have to say based on what we are able to learn from Esther this afternoon. Now, basically, what Esther said at a point is, rather than have a job, let your job have you. When your job arrests you so totally, it means you truly love it. Your contract with your employer, be it you or someone else, demands that you offer your best and not your second best. And now, basically, what today's show is doing is teaching you that since your reputation is your capital, there can be no excuse for being second class in an age when first class is in fervent demand. Make it a point to go the extra mile in your work. And what is this extra mile? The extra mile is what you do after you do what you are expected to do. For when you do more than you are paid to do, you will eventually be paid more for what you do. So says at least the great law of compensation. Always look for the slightest opportunity to exceed expectations, and in this manner, you will always do more than you are paid to do. And because of this penchant for overcompensation, you will unfailingly be rewarded with high esteem and even financial rewards by your employer and your customers. For is it not an absolute truism that you can get everything in life you want if you only give other people what they want? This is why you should offer better and greater service in the course of your work. Now, the extra mile is a lonely stretch indeed. And this is because very few people travel on this stretch of the road. For most people, it takes too much effort. Yet the greatest gift you can offer yourself is to choose to travel on this lonely stretch. And as you do, you, the lone man on this extra mile, will stand out amongst other men. And it will come as no surprise when you get that promotion and you get that pay rise. Another thing you want to do is to commit to increasing your value at your workstation. Rather than having a job, let your job have you. Let your job have such a tight hold on you that wherever you are, the job has you for keeps. Let your job have you when you retire to bed at night. And when you awaken in the morning, the job will be sitting at the foot of your bed, glaring balefully at you. It will say, "Get up, it's time to come to me." When your job arrests you so totally, you will indeed amount to something, and careless errors of judgment will flee from you. Now, I recall in a few episodes ago, I told you a little story. I'll repeat it here. Now, some years gone by, in a South American city officials discovered that a poor, hapless girl had served 20 years in prison for a 20-month sentence. You would ask, what happened? I'll tell you. Apparently, a court clerk had written 20 years instead of 20 months. Now, this is nothing new, because human history is replete with the most horrendous tragedies caused by the indefensible carelessness and inexcusable blunders of people bereft of the wholesome habit of doing their job to a perfect and accurate finish. Against this background, today I urge you to think more of quality than of quantity. Because if you do just one thing absolutely right, it will educate you more, improve you much more, and give you more satisfaction than doing 1,000 slips short and poor jobs. The quality you put into your work will bring your whole conduct to the same level, and your entire being will assume the characteristics of your usual way of doing things. The habit of precision and accuracy will strengthen your mentality and your character. Now, how could you possibly respect yourself when you consistently slip up in your work? And when your self-respect takes a plunge into the abyss, will your self-confidence not fly out through the window? Finally, with the exit of self-confidence and self-respect, not sound the death knell to the excellence that you so ardently seek? I'll leave you with four words that should be your guiding compass at work: integrity, reliability, carefulness, and accuracy. Your contract with your employer, be it someone else or your humble self, means that you offer your best and not your second best. You are likely to hold yourself in higher esteem if you have the approval of your conscience. Will the perfectly done job not harmonize with the very principles of your being, if only because you are created for perfection by your Creator in all spheres of life? I urge you to sow character and individuality into the very fabric of your work, such that anyone who comes across it will see nothing but your trademark of superiority stamped upon it, because this is your reputation and it's your capital. Resolve to do the common duty uncommonly well. Increase your value in your employer's eye by being a bit quicker, a bit more polite, a little bit more obliging, a bit more accurate, and distinctly more innovative. For where is room for incompetence in this glorious age of opportunity? Wherein lies the excuse for being second class in an age when first class is in fervent demand? The best substitute for genius is your trademark of excellence, and it's a greater capital than cash. Now, we take a small break, and when we come back, I'm going to give you two beautiful poems. Well, they're not exactly poems, but they are written in a poetic manner, and they'll be talking a little bit more about your passion for your work and the kind of passion you should bring into what you do as a vocation. So we'll just take a small break now. Thank you.
Success starts here. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. It's your world.
If this show has availed you of tremendous insight into how to live at your highest potential, you can get even more of Dr. Garnett's messages from our website, www.theglobalinstituteinc.com, where his blog, in particular, can be a catalyst for great change in your life. The Global Institute has great material for you to make the changes you need. The book, 365 Days of Wisdom, a daily companion for the soul in search of enlightenment, is available on Amazon.com. It's a 3-in-1 self-help package. Dr. Garnett's latest book is also available. It's titled The Bishop's Testament, and it's available at StonebridgePublications.com. You can also become a member of the Global Institute for Human Excellence by simply visiting our Facebook community page and liking it at www.facebook.com/The Global Institute Inc. This will allow you access to our free resource just for today and some other products lined up for the future. You will also be issued a membership certificate. Get started on your transformation today.
What would you do if you knew that you could not fail? The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile is a radio forum for some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Dr. Pat brings together and introduces visionary scientists and futurists, environmentalists, educators, business leaders, inventors, filmmakers, authors, artists, mystics, and healers who inspire and support individual and collective growth and positive cultural shifts. This award-winning radio show empowers the listening community to be the change they want to see in the world. Tune in to the Voice America Empowerment Channel every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern for the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile, radio to thrive by.
Find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Listening to Dream the Life, Live the Dream with Dr. Yomi Garnett. To reach our show today, please call 1-888-346-9141. That's toll-free in North America at 1-888-346-9141. If you prefer to send an email to Dr. Garnett, you may send it to yomigarnett@gmail.com. That's yomigarnett@gmail.com. Now, back to Dream the Life, Live the Dream.
So welcome back to Dream the Life, Live the Dream. Now, as I promised at the close of the last segment, for this last segment of today's show, Dream the Life, Live the Dream, I have two poems for you. They are not exactly poems, but they come as excerpts from my book that is gradually burgeoning. The name of the book is Just for Today, Daily Inspirations and Meditations. And I post each of these on my Facebook page every day. So I have two of them for you today. And they are actually supposed to be offshoots of what we are discussing. Because if you love what you do and you do what you love, invariably, whatever are immediate precursors for you achieving success will come naturally to you. And the first one is, just for today, I will make the top of one mountain the bottom of the next. I repeat that title. Just for today, I will make the top of one mountain the bottom of the next. For centuries, man has made the mountain peak his oyster of conquest. Many a man has laid awake at night dreaming of how he will subdue one height after the other. Mount Everest is the tallest mountain in the world. Man reached its peak as long ago as May 1953. Mount Kilimanjaro is Africa's highest peak. Man subdued it decades ago. The snow-capped peaks of the Swiss Alps are some of the most favorite skiing sites in the world. Even children have glided down their slopes at breakneck speed. Today, I will identify my own mountain peak and conquer it. It may not be an Everest mountain. It may not even be a Kilimanjaro. It may not even be a Swiss Alp. Do not mountains exist in all spheres of human endeavor? Life is a journey of effort. It is also one of cycles of frustration and conquest. Indeed, I will identify my own mountain of productive effort and climb it, traversing the ravines of frustration until I reach its peak. And as soon as I'm at its peak, I will look up at the neighboring mountains and proceed to climb them. Success is rightly defined as the progressive realization of worthy goals. And as soon as I achieve one goal, I shall gird my loins and prepare to pursue the next one. My Creator designed me to be a goal-seeking being. As long as I'm pursuing some worthy goal or the other, my life will be suffused with joy. But after attaining one goal, I will not rest. I will rest merely to catch my breath. Indeed, I can take the afternoon off, even the entire day, but I cannot take the entire year off. For the success of today can ever so easily dissolve into the failure of tomorrow. I will keep on moving straight ahead. For one glory will have to lead to the next in accordance with my Creator's aspirations for me. And even my failures along the way cannot stop me. Has my Creator given up on mankind despite the gross failures of man? He has not. And so shall I refuse to be discouraged by the narrow bridges and the potholes along the road of life. For it is after I have proved myself to be the faithful survivor of the vicissitudes of life that life will lay down its weapons of opposition, and the prize that I seek will lay winking at me at the next turn in the road. I will move from one task to the other with the proactive energy of a man with a well-defined mission. I will strike one beautiful bar after the other on the piano of life. I will strum out one great tune after the other on the guitar of life. I will rat out one masterpiece after the other and be called the world's most skillful wordsmith. And no challenge will seem too great for me in the marketplace of effort. Finally, my epitaph will read, "Here lies a man who glided from glory to glory with the bliss of the consummate mountain climber." So, I have an action exercise for you at the end of this poem. Listen carefully. One of the world's greatest mountain climbers was once quoted as saying, and I quote, "The tallest mountain can appear very intimidating at first, but as you start climbing, the fact that it is so tall no longer matters. And you just keep climbing." I think that's the mantra of the quintessential mountain climber. What is the mountain you have always wanted to climb? Today, I challenge you to take the first step toward the actualization of your ambition. An ancient Chinese saying goes, "A journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step." Take that first step. Then take the next. You will be astonished at two things. One, the entire prospect is not quite as harrowing as you'd anticipated. Two, you are able to accomplish so much in just one day. Now, we'll go on to the second poem. Just for today. Just for today, I will celebrate the successes of others. Now, this poem is very important because there is no amount of success that I achieve in this lifetime that if you do not celebrate other people's successes with them, your own successes can only appear as empty vessels. Please listen carefully. Just for today, I will celebrate the successes of others. Indeed, I will celebrate my brother's success, even as I would like him to celebrate mine. Does not the golden rule stipulate that I should do unto others as I would have them do unto me? And does not the book of life exhort me to cry with those who cry and rejoice with those who rejoice? Anytime I rejoice with someone who is rejoicing, I engage my Creator's thrilling dance of supernatural favor. For the success of one man is the success of all. It cannot be otherwise. For the continued expansion of human consciousness across boundaries hitherto uncharted or unknown is the aim of user-friendly spirituality. The universe is governed by natural laws which are as immutable as the law of gravity. For where the law of gravity, not as inviolable as it is, will not a leaf in mid-air suddenly look at the ground and develop cold feet and refuse to drop? If that be the case, who am I to question our Creator's motives in endowing some with far greater success than others? I now know that the most tragic attribute I could ever possess is an inability to feel happy about my brother's achievement. The only reason that I would resent my brother's success is because I have wittingly or unwittingly constrained my Creator's abundance within my own limited boundaries. Indeed, the only reason why I would feel at ease at another's good fortune is because my own limiting self-beliefs do not allow my vision to burst forth beyond my imminent horizon to see that the universe is pregnant with inexhaustible abundance. Friend, I declare to you with intoxicating elation and boundless enthusiasm that this is a great time to be alive. Despite the seeming global despair and gloom, never in the history of this earthly dimension has mankind been presented with so many incredible options and opportunities for innovative expression and evolutionary growth. Instead of sulking in a corner, brooding over another's brilliance, should I not simply be grateful for what my Creator has seen fit to endow me with, and then tread my own unbeaten path to ignite my own spark of individual brilliance? Is it not an absolute truism that I was created to fulfill my own definite purpose on earth? If that is so, will it not amount to self-sabotage if I dissipate useful energy to effete anger and malignant resentment in the face of another season of fruitfulness? I, decidedly, will seek my own path to self-fulfillment and self-actualization rather than simmer with envious hatred at my brother's accomplishments. And having discovered my own path to the exaltation of my own vocational spirit, I shall deploy that definite purpose to the service of humanity. For if I look hard enough, I will find a human need that matches what I have to offer. And when I find that need, I will fill it to the glory of my Creator and to the glory of mankind. And of course, I have another action exercise for you at the end of the second point. And what I'm going to ask you to do is this. Today, step out into the open. Lift up your eyes and gaze at the sky. Do you see a bird flying overhead? Contemplate a bit on the existence of the birds of the skies, if you will. There are literally hundreds of millions of these birds flying the skies. Have you ever heard of two birds colliding with each other because of a lack of aerial space? I am willing to wager that you have never heard of this. Can you attempt to relate this with your own world of limitless playground for human actualization? I repeat, can you attempt to relate the fact that two birds can never collide with each other because of a lack of aerial space? Attempt to relate this with your own world of a limitless playground for human actualization. And now I'm going to leave you with a very poignant statement. God's cup of eternal wine is infinitely deep and cannot be emptied by even the greatest of lips. Therefore, why should you envy another man for his success? There are infinite possibilities out there. All you need to do is find your definite purpose in life. Get familiar with your definite purpose in life. Identify peculiar human needs and decide to fill them with your definite purpose in life, which leads on to your vocation. I repeat, God's cup of eternal wine is infinitely deep and cannot be emptied by even the greediest of lips. Therefore, each and every one of us has the extreme fortune to have been created by a creator that has given us gifts and talents, and our only overriding obligation is to discover what these gifts and talents are, discover the divinity within us, and by a conscious act of our will, decide to make a positive impact on humanity with these positive gifts and talents. Admittedly, sometimes it will take adversity, pain, and trauma. But that's just it. Everyone's life is cut out for him, exactly as the Creator deemed fit. Our wonderful guest today, Esther Yarrington, her path had been laid out quite clearly for her. It took trauma, pain, and adversity for her to find her voice in this big wide world. As we close today's show, I leave you with a prayer. May the Almighty God grant you the supernatural favor and the supreme grace of discovering your own true path and your own true destiny on this wonderful and magical journey called life. Thank you very much. I wish you a magnificent week, and I'll see you again next week. Thank you.
Thank you again for tuning us in this week. Please join Dr. Yomi Garnett next Thursday for another edition of Dream the Life, Live the Dream. Thursdays at 7 a.m. U.S. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Find enlightenment this week, and we'll talk again in the next one.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.